The cleanup. Minster archaeologist Derek Phillips led the effort to record fallen debris using a grid system. Over 1,000 fragments were recorded and photographed. After 2 days, it was moved to a builder's yard for further study, improving our knowledge of how and when the original roof and vault were built. With the flames extinguished, it was water damage that presented the greatest challenge. Water had streamed down into the undercroft. It was pumped out, aided by the Roman drain that runs below the minster. Industrial dehumidifiers drew moisture from furnishings. Head broderer Elizabeth Ingram said, "A very large sack of terry toweling nappies arrived, marvellous for mopping up pools of sooty water." Textiles were laid out in the sun to dry before cleaning. Rugs and altar frontals, textile hangings, that had been rescued the night before had been stored in houses of Minster clergy, one frontal providing a comfortable bed for Pushkin, the dean's cat. Adrian Leek reported, "No one can be in any doubt of their great achievement in making the nave ready for worship by the following Sunday. To have suffered such a destructive fire and yet to have lost not a single Sunday's choral worship is a record to be proud of."